Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X. A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
They're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play. And our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim. In tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be children the same stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. And I want to say, just as the song said, it is our ancestors whose shoulders that we are standing on. And we're not talking about actual physical shoulders. We're talking about the strength of their character, that we all are still progressing on this road that we call life. And I want to say happy Easter today to all of our Christian listeners around the world. And I also want to say that our message today, we're going to be talking about the resurrection of manhood. And we're going to have a very fiery show today. So we hope that those of you who are listening in, that you would call in if you like. The guest call-in number is 914-205-5519. That is 914-205-5599. And also to those of you who are listening to us in India or in Mexico, down in Colombia and Canada and Germany. You see, I know we're also being heard in South Africa. We have people listening to us there. I'm not sure how the international call system is, but, you know, whenever you all get the opportunity or you feel that you can call, we're always open and welcome to hear from you. But I do know that our number here in the States is based on the area code. So we got area code 914-205-5519. So probably about next week, I'm going to check in and see how does international calling works with Blog Talk Radio. So, all right, I'm going to start off with first, Newsletter 59. For those of you who would like to receive the newsletter, you can send me your email. Make it out to Derrick, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, dot Jibril, J-I-B-R-I-L, at gmail.com. If you want to receive the newsletter, it goes out every Sunday. So those of you who receive the email, the newsletter is in your email right now. But I'm going to read it out today. It says that today, the Easter observation this Sunday, is a time that many in the Christian faith will be observing the life, death, and resurrection of the historical Jesus. In relation to the observation of resurrection, the George Floyd trial for justice has begun during this Easter week. How are they related? And can we draw comparisons to justice being delivered through observations of the life, death, and resurrection of the historical Jesus? Can justice be resurrected this week, or will injustice prevail as it did in the life of millions of black people since the days of slavery? Our brother George Floyd is one more name added to the list of brutal and sadistic killings of our people. This week, we will fully understand what Isaiah the prophet saying of justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the streets and inequity cannot stand. The first casualty to fall in the street is the truth. The lie starts its journey around the brain at 24 billion miles per second, picking up illusionary details and false residue of fairness and just dealings along the way to fit a narrative of falsehood. The trial of Derek the Beast Chauvin will reveal what we already have known of the American justice system. It can never be equitable to the descendants of slaves, because slaves can't be true Americans. Whether lengthy sentences are offered to quell the citizens of America, nevertheless, the law of Moses will linger in the minds of the hurt and the injured. No sentence of Chauvin will be justified in the hearts of the people, except that which he delivered to Mr. George Floyd. The truth can be a double-edged sword at times in the quest for justice. That is the newsletter for the ending week. And I want to bring in my guest host here today. Open up his mic. Brother Wiley, are you here with me, sir?
Yes, brother.
All right, Slum Lake.
Thanks a lot.
All right, brother. We supposed to have some other people calling in, but I guess they running behind. But you and I starting off there, brother. As always, and y'all want to get your thoughts on what you think of the newsletter I just wrote, sir.
Well, you know, concerning the brother George Floyd, naturally, always when we see a brother killed by the police like that, murdered, brother, is a better term. It's a tragic event. It's a tragic event for his immediate loved ones, as well as the family in general of our people.
Right.
Everyone could see worldwide that it was deliberate, it was intentional, it was premeditated, it was with malice.
Right.
The murder of the brother. Now, the devil just being the devil, trying to make you believe you really didn't see what happened.
Right.
The whole world saw what happened. But if he can convince you, if he can convince you to doubt what you apparently seen and know, through some, what the spin on what actually occurred.
Then, right.
Hey, man, you know, that's his trademark. That's what he do. Deception is his game.
Right.
You know, so I'm not alarmed whatsoever by what I see him do. His course just allow him to do it smoother. That's all.
Right.
It just allowed him to do it smoother. He can't give justice, nor can he stand justice being given to him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's just the way it is.
Yep. But that there right there shows you the type of sickness of mind you have to possess, is that you go out there and do all the killing that you want, and the minute you get caught, you don't want to suffer the consequences for it. that's sickness.
Yeah,
right,
you
there,
know, I don't think, really and truly, brother, I don't think nobody on this planet is ignorant to the fact of the evil that this particular people have shown everybody on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Not only every human on the planet, but animal.
Right.
The air we breathe, the water. poisoned, he polluted, he destroyed all over the planet.
Right.
That's the mark of the beast.
Yes,
that's
it
who
is.
He is. That's what he do. So to be amazed by his behavior, you either, didn't believe it, don't believe it.
Right.
You know, so you're one of the hoodwinks, the bamboozle.
Oh, yeah.
Because his mark is very clear. Everywhere he goes, that's why he's addressed. And I'm not talking down on him. I'm just speaking about simply what these people have done. And if they can prove they are not the culprits, of the tragedy and travesty of the planet, then, hey, bring me some evidence. But from what I see of his travels all over the globe, he has brought nothing but misery, suffering, and death, and that's his mark. That is the mark of the beast.
To all the inhabitants on the earth. And boy, can you imagine, brother? Can you imagine that of all the inhabitants at one time was the turn on each and every one of them, where would you go? You know, where will you go? I understand he's trying to sit up and come up with some spaceships to try to get up out of to Mars. Where do you think you're going to go?
He don't have, if since we're talking about justice and we're talking about the courts,
mm-hmm.
He have no intention of going into court.
Exactly.
Because he can't defend himself there. Not in truly a court of justice. He can't defend himself. And so he has no intention of going in. No court. World court. No court.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. And I'm not, you know, I don't have to talk against white people. A lot of times
mm-hmm.
people think that, well, the Muslims just hate white people. No, they really don't understand. If you speak about the danger of a snake killing you, don't mean you got to hate the snake.
Yeah.
You just stay out of his way as much as possible
right.
because you know how dangerous he is. You know?
Right.
And so it's like pertaining to him. We tried to stay out of his way. But just like the scriptures say, you know, he pursues man
mm-hmm.
to bruise his heel. You know, and so
right.
to cause you to stumble, to cause you to fall. When you bruise the heel, you know, bruh, you got to hold up. You can't move too good like that.
Yeah, walk with a limp.
Yeah, you know,
yep.
interfere with your normal gait.
Right, right.
So I'm just saying that he is who he is. He is who he is, just like he was described
mm-hmm.
in John 8 in his book. We won't even talk
yep.
about our in his book. Today is Easter, right?
Yes, sir.
Easter, now check this out. Easter is supposed to be what? The death of
what?
His Savior, according to him, right?
Right. right.
Who killed him? Who killed
I know.
Him?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Understand, people got to start looking at this, man. They got to start looking at the real, looking at the truth. Who killed him?
Right.
What was... and it's too cold. And so everybody dress up and celebrate on the day of the murder, huh? Which
right.
was supposedly Friday, right? They killed
right.
him. in the worst way, right?
Right.
And so it's just terrible. How can this be a happy day?
Right.
For the people who say they believe in Jesus. Well, that's a whole nother story.
It's a whole nother story.
Whole nother thing.
And you know what, brother, and that's the reason why when I wrote the newsletter this week, I took the word celebration out of there. Because that's not a celebration. You know, and I put the word observation there.
Okay.
You should be observing that narrative and really, really look into that narrative, because that's what it is, as those of us as followers and students of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we know that's what that is, because there's another side to the life of Jesus. And there's another one that we're going to explore probably in future shows and give you the true history of Jesus. And you see what we mean by observation. All right, brother, you know, today's description of the show today, that's online that people can read right now when they go to the website. It says that the resurrection means the rising again to life after death. What death can a living man experience? The death of a living man can experience it is the loss of the knowledge of self, yes, but the truth, death we're talking about today is mental death, you know, that causes the slow movement, confusion, double-mindedness, thoughts of suicide, homelessness, and a lifetime of mental paralysis. And when we talk about the title, The Resurrection of Manhood, What in the world are we denoting here? What are we talking about? You know, all of us as men have our origins as a child. And all of us were formed in the womb of our mothers. But our mother's womb is the first environment that we find ourselves in unconsciously. What do you think the significance of that is, brother? Because you and I, we had that conversation about how to survive in an environment, and I say, man, you know, that was a very good conversation we had, because that's something that us as men, we have to understand, especially those of us who was made mentally dead. We need to understand our role again in this environment. Because to be honest with you, brother, for what I see and travel amongst us in this society, in this world, I don't think we really fully understand that we are in a place, in an environment, and I don't think we really actually understand what our environment is. And that's what constantly keeps us in a dead state of mind. So go ahead, brother, handle on that.
Well, you know, when we talk about death, when we think of death from the physical standpoint of view,
mm-hmm.
we look at the loss of a life, a burial sometimes, but the loss of a life, meaning that life no longer functions as it once did.
Right.
And so that life no longer functions as it once did, we declare it to be dead. Dead here represents loss. And it's a loss mm-hmm. of life because no one knows where it went.
Yeah.
No one knows where it went. You know, like you feel. You talking right. with a brother one day, and then they said, man, he passed overnight, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking to him. Now, where did that life go? You just see the remains of the dead is referred to as a corpse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lifeless body, meaning the functions that it used to exhibit or display no longer are functioning.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the life go? Well, you got different ways of looking at that. When it goes into theology, if you're looking at different religions, they say, maybe they say they gone to heaven or they gone to hell. And when you're looking into science, that's pretty much a whole nother, whole different concept of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the nature of science. And the, let's say, the difference between the view of a theologian and a scientist. Scientists don't look so much at right and wrong. Scientists are more investigative. They investigate life and simply manifest their findings. Their findings don't have to be favorable to them or not. They are just the finding of their investigation. And people argue over it. But the scientist really is not arguing over it. He just, hey, these are my findings. That's what it is. In theology, it's a little different. Arguments occur in theology as well. But in theology, you know, that's a whole nother thing dealing with the control of people. And for a long time, theology ruled. And what it ruled over is science. And if the science wasn't in agreement with theology, that was a problem. And scientists were generally or could be killed and killed in the worst way. So I just wanted to bring that out as part of this. The other part of it is we here worship as God a man who came in the person mm-hmm. of Master W.F. Muhammad, whom all praise is due forever, for raising up one of our brothers and giving him to us as a leader, a teacher, and a guide in the person of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he taught us that Master Farhad Muhammad, father, was a scientist. It's kind of heavy, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
And
exactly what he was.
So, yeah. And that his early education, Master Farhad Muhammad, he learned from these scientists who were friends of his father and colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying. And I know most of my Nation of Islam brethren sisters understand what I'm saying. And theologically speaking, in the Bible, they are referred to as elders.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, they're referred to as elders. You have 24. And one, which is the 25th, makes the final decision on all matters concerned.
Right.
Because as long as you got an even number, that won't necessarily occur, but that odd one, he's declared to be judge. So the final say-so is left with this one. Master Farhad Muhammad today represents that one. God to us is very real. He's a man, as we were taught. And we believe and have every reason to do so. Flesh and blood man. What it is most don't understand what a man is. And by them not understanding what a man is, they see man as being much less than what he is.
Right.
But if they would stop and think just for a minute, all of the things that you enjoy now, all of these creations, technology, science, all of this, mathematics, and by the means which they are made and created, are from the minds of men.
Exactly.
So what reason do you have to doubt that? It doesn't matter what religion you follow. Think about it. Where do the knowledge come from? It comes from the mind of men.
That's right.
Who lead these? Think about it. Everybody all right? That's what we used to say. Everybody all right? Think about it. Your first lesson, your first schooling, when you come on this planet, comes from your mother.
That's right.
Your mother is alive. Is not she human? She is a woman. Is she not? For a long while, you are under her tutelage, and your primary education is coming from her.
That's
is
right.
it not? And so next, after you get to a certain point, your education comes from other human beings. They're all human, though. That's the point. They're all human. Your highest level of spirituality, where do it come from? Regardless of what you call these men, masters, whether you call them grandmasters, whether you call them imams, whether you call them ministers, gods, prophets, I don't care what you call them. You're still talking about what? Humans.
Humans.
Am I being clear?
Oh, exactly.
You can address them by many titles, but you are talking about humans. So I think if we can begin to reason, do you know reasoning is a, let's see, how can I say this? Reasoning is a attribute of a human being in particular, said to be a part of his brain, in particularly the frontal lobe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quality. And so is judgment. And so is
right.
planning. So without getting going too far that way, I think the listeners should seek to learn more about the human being. Matter of fact, on many occasions, God himself have been referred to as the supreme being.
Right.
That is talking about a being, again, human being, that is the senior, most of all beings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for us to understand this if we are to have a conversation about the supreme being intellectually and civilly.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it only moves to an argument, and I'm not going to argue with anyone. But I will reason with anyone
mm-hmm.
who wants to discuss this subject.
Right. I mean, because the beauty about the truth and the beauty, especially the truth that within this universe, especially a universal truth, it's kind of just like birds, bro. If you got people throwing around bread, throwing around, you know, seeds and stuff, a bird could be as high in the sky as it possibly can, but it just amazes me how a bird could be probably about, what, 10,000 feet up, it to probably 2,000 to 11,000 feet up, and that bird actually can actually see that food, that morsel, and fly down from that incredible height and come down and get that bread with pinpoint accuracy, or fish, or whatever it has a hunger for. And that's all truth is, man. This truth have existed on this planet for over 66 trillion years. And you always have little small remnants of the truth that's just spread it across the diaspora. And there should not be any arguments when it comes to trying to actually really believe that God could be a man, but yet it is to those who don't want to see. Because look, brother, you know, case in point, I can take something popular and prove that point. James Brown's song, "This Is a Man's World," right? What is he saying
uh-huh.
in that song?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? This is a song very popular that people have heard all over the world. Those who can understand English. He's only saying the same thing that brother Wally just laid out. This is a man's world.
And may I add this?
Go ahead, brother.
Another part of that song is,
mm-hmm.
but it wouldn't be nothing.
Mean nothing, yeah.
Without a woman or a girl.
And I was getting ready to say that. Yes,
think
sir.
About that.
Yeah,
yeah, but it wouldn't be nothing without
right?
a woman or a girl. Now, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned in another broadcast, I think it was last one we had, pertaining
yeah.
to the woman and how she should be studied.
Right.
Because too often we talk about man and man's power and his ability and his being God, almost like we cancel out a key factor here, which is the woman. And we omit that like she shouldn't be discussed on what her role is. And yet I would ask the question, what is the relationship between God and the woman whereby he would, I'm gonna say it like this, he would bless her to know what it is to bring life from out of her being. Lord, have mercy. The only somebody we know, would know that is God. Yet the woman is blessed here to not only bring life out of her being, life grows and matures in her being.
Right.
She nourishes the life that is in her being while yet it is still in the darkness.
Right.
What kind of sign is this for those who believe?
Exactly.
She nourishes from her own being.
Right.
What about how is the baby breathing? It needs oxygen. Whose blood is flowing through the baby? Whose blood is it? Who is this woman?
Come on.
What is this woman?
Exactly. And we're definitely going to get to that. We're definitely going to get to it, brother.
Why is she not discussed in such a matter that concerns God, when a whole nation of people, the only way they touch down on this planet is they come through her? What is this? How come she's left out of the equation? How come she's not talked about? God knows her. Knows her well. If you only
we're definitely
know,
gonna talk. We're gonna discuss that.
Not only he, look, knows.
Go ahead.
He knows. It ain't about who you are. It's about what you are. See, the what you are tells the essence, not the who. The what you are tells the essence. God knows what she is. But yet, she's not discussed. Black man, you have to wake up. You can't know her being a Negro. You can't know her being a Negro. Man is a title of a stage of God's development. And you can't nowhere near be God before you can be a man. Man qualifies you to move to the next step. And sure enough, you can forget about having a mind of God being a man. See, you don't understand what this man thing is about either. That's why things seem difficult for man is really easy for God because of his mind. So I just wanted to set them things right there so that it can give us a foundation to talk about the resurrection. There's a resurrection that needs to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And the resurrection that needs to take place is the Negro has to be resurrected till he become a man again. He got to get to that stage before he can get to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's proving to be quite difficult. This is why we see so many men standing and looking at the slaughter and murder of his children, of his family, while he shakes in his boots of fear.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't made it to the stage of man yet. He make excuses for why.
Yep.
He couldn't do nothing but watch his brother be smothered to death with a knee on his neck. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. Here it is. I'm listening at the young brother say, I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something, but I thought about what? My family. And I couldn't.
Yep.
I thought about my family, and I couldn't do nothing. It's called halting between two opinions. Oh, this is deep.
Mm.
It's deep.
Halting between two opinions.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not condemning my brother. I know where he is.
No, yeah.
We've all been there. It's just some of us have been resurrected already, and we're not there anymore.
Yes.
So
exactly.
We need to be resurrected, brother.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why I chose the subject for today. Because man, you know, it's like you have to go, that old saying about being reborn again. It's as though you have to be reawakened back to what you are and why you are the way you are. And I tell you, brother, it's just like an old song, man. This nation been in existence for over 90 years now. And it's just like a continual rolling of the stone. It's a constant rolling, you know. And we're at the point now to where you can't say that you don't know now. That you can go to now we done got to the point to where you can just go and just speak into the computer and it'll bring up whatever it is that you're looking for now. So you can't say you don't know now. Is that you don't want to know, or you don't have a way to start to begin to know, which a lot of us find out because those of us who have been through school and graduate, what do the main thing you always hear them say? They always say, man, I wish I would have heard or knew about this when I was in school. But I didn't learn any of this until I got out of school. It's a common saying. But we're going to start from the very beginning. We come from sperm, brothers and sisters. And we have no knowledge of being sperm. As brother said, who had to teach you that? Was it a spirit or spook? No, a human being taught you that. It's science. But yet, think on it. But yet this sperm had intelligence already programmed in it from the very beginning. black man, black woman, Hispanic man, Hispanic woman, Indian man, Indian woman, Asian man, Asian woman, white man, white woman, the entire human family, intelligence is the supreme given right of all human beings. We start off in intelligence. But, brother, what was that you just said about, you said something about when you trap between decisions? You just said it.
Halting between two opinions.
There you go. Halting between two opinions.
Another one says one that has a double mind.
Yeah.
One mind.
Yep.
Scripture says, when I would do right, I find that there's another one present.
Right.
Think about that. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this warring going on in my members? What? Why the hell? What is this war taking place inside of you? You're trying to make a decision. Wasn't that what we was talking about last week?
Oh, man. Yeah. That's right.
You're trying to make a decision. What decision are you trying to make, man? Whether I should or whether I shouldn't. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You can't serve two masters. Huh? It's all kinds of ways it's talked about. Don't do. One of the things the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught Minister Farrakhan, he said, brother, this is more than being a great orator. You have to live this.
Mm-hmm.
What is the master telling his student? What is the master telling his student? It doesn't matter how eloquent your speech may be.
Right.
It accounts for nothing if you don't live the life.
Right.
Do you understand? Make the word flesh. This is what he's telling his students. Make the word flesh. How do you make it flesh? Live it.
Mm-hmm.
That what is hidden in the dark may manifest itself in the light. And a man don't light a camel to put it under his bed. We were not lit to hide beneath our beds or our mother's dresses.
Right.
We were lit in order to shine and manifest the presence of God here on earth today, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. And he's here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to look for him. He's here.
Yep. That's right.
You can't see him because of what is in your heart. What is in your heart is what's causing you blindness.
Exactly right. Is what is in your heart. Man, and that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
What enabled the messenger to know he was God? What enabled the messenger, to see him?
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for him. He loved him. What is going to enable you? There's in the Bible called the Beatitudes. In the Beatitudes, it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they would see God.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking? Huh? Why are you still looking?
Mm-hmm.
Waiting. Why are you waiting? What you waiting on? Who you waiting on?
look, waiting on that.
You have not accepted student enrollment. Question and answer number one. You have not accepted that. Doesn't matter what you can quote following that. If you haven't accepted that, I already know you blind. Deaf and dumb. And you need resurrection.
Come on.
This is the day of resurrection. What are we talking about, ain't it, bro?
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be. You can't still be walking around dead. This is the day of resurrection.
Blind, deaf, and dumb, boy. You can't see. You can't hear. And you can't talk.
And boy, the conditions is definitely showing you.
Being nowadays.
Yeah. Because I know, brother, you know, it, looking at that intelligence, that's your origin. From the very beginning, intelligence starts off the building blocks of your, the building cells of you. So intelligence is all up in us, man, you know. But why do you think, brother, that we don't feel that we are intelligent? I understand about the loss, you know, the knowledge of self. But even when you have knowledge of self, you still feel inadequate.
No.
Brother.
No.
You don't really have it, brother.
look. There's no way in the world you can have knowledge of self. You really have it and feel inadequate. No. You know what you feel like? Feel like David in the 23rd Psalm. He anointed my head with oil until my cup runneth over. You hear what I'm saying? And he didn't just do it. He did it in the presence of my enemy. He prepared a table before me. We finna feast him in the presence of my enemy. He did what? He anointed my head with oil until my cup run over. It was so much I couldn't take it all. It was just running all over me. I'm talking about supreme wisdom, knowledge and understanding of the true and living God and his messenger today. That's what I'm talking about. As hell, you going to feel weak when you are bowing down to the one who got control of it all. No power. There is no power in the universe that is greater than the power that is in the mind of Master W.F. Muhammad. None. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that he has the knowledge. He said he had the book of the one who created all of it in the beginning. And he got his own two books. The one that created it all in the beginning. He said he's so wise that he could destroy the whole entire universe and bring it back again and still have enough to destroy the beast. How the hell you gonna feel weak? And this God is who you from. How you gonna feel powerless? And this is the God whom you're from. There ain't no weakness in him. There ain't no inadequacies in him. You just need to understand that prior to that is slavery teaching. That's why you feeling the inadequacies and the weaknesses.
That's exactly
that's
where
why you feeling all of that. That's in slavery teachings. that's designed that way, that is in the world in circumference of sin, we ain't there no more, brother. We out of there.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to and fro as we choose, but we out of there. We ain't bound by that. We used to be bound by that.
You know,
but
and
the God
and
who rules that world, who originated that world, his time is up. So he don't, no, he don't rule no more. His time is over. That's why a new one is him, who got way more power than him.
Oh, yeah. And that's one reason why we using the word resurrection today. I mean,
yes,
and I'm going to say it again. Resurrection means the rising again to life and after death. What death can a living man experience? I mean, the death of a living man can experience, the death that a living man can experience is the loss of the knowledge of self. Yes, but the death we are talking about today is mental death that causes slow movement, confusion, double-mindedness, thoughts of suicide, homelessness, and a lifetime of mental paralysis. Okay? Let's set the stage now of our reality as black people here in America. Our life here since April 1st, 1555, have been a life based in fear, unknowingness, you know, confusion, pent-in anger, denying reality, selling for obscurity, comfortable with living under the rule of oppression, happy to live a poverty lifestyle, sitting and waiting on a mystery God to deliver a better life for us. This is just a small list of things that have caused death in our thinking that we must seek to get rid of in our thinking if we are ever going to be resurrected from our present conditions and circumstances. We can't continue on walking in the shoes of a slave in order to call ourselves today's man.
I don't see why we would want to walk in them shoes. I think those are some shoes we should hurry up want to get out of.
I'm telling you, go throw them in the trash and go find a new path.
Yeah, because the path we walked down in those shoes didn't lead us to nothing. Or
what?
Slave bread. Suffering.
Exactly.
Misery. All of these things. Poverty, it led us to all of those things that we don't want.
Right.
So why
these are all the things that we don't want.
Like that? That we don't want.
But yet, brother, we still got those of us who feel it that we don't arrive in a certain level of knowledge. Egyptologists walking around here and everything. We still feel, you say that you have the knowledge of self, as you pointed out, brother, but yet you still have not been able to build what those brothers and sisters built back then. Now, that's the confusing thing for me. You say that you have the knowledge of self, but you're still mentally paralyzed. I mean, it's deep in just to say that, I got the knowledge of self now. But then our condition shows that we are paralyzed. And what is the paralyzation coming from? Okay, check this out, brother, because I thought on this. Mental death is a form of paralysis because it causes you not to move forward. It stops your growth towards the freeing of your mind and seeing the truth of who you are in relation to the universe in which we were born in. I mean, the environment. That's why I love that conversation we had earlier in the week about the environment, you know, and how to survive and thrive in it. You know,
this environment that we live in has been nothing but death. And the sad thing in all of this is that we learn to live with death and accept it.
Well,
that's horrible, man.
It is horrible. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
I mean, what does this condition say to our mentality? Yeah. What is it saying to our mentality? You know, it says a lot to a wide awake man, because what it's saying to us is that we are walking around in the valley, a well-dressed, alligator shoe wearing, diamond ring wearing, Cadillac driving, zombies. No, I ain't gonna say slaves, zombies, who love the smell of rotten flesh and who succumb to synthetic marijuana, continual alcohol consumption, you know, the constant seeking of pleasure of the flesh all the time. What have we become as so-called men? We have become. What have we become to our children, to our wives? You know, they don't even respect us or our thoughts anymore. In some of our homes, I mean, brother, the only time, and it's crazy that it got to this point now, but it seems like the only time we can get some respect as men, and as if we pull the gun out and put it on the table in front of us or next to us, or threaten the wife and children with your fist. Ask yourself the question, brothers, have we lost the moral authority in our homes and in our society? What do you think, brother?
Well, let me say this. I'm going to go to the root of it.
Yes, sir. Oh, hold on, brother Wiley. Hold on, brother Wiley. Let me bring in brother Derek from Atlanta, Georgia, to join in this conversation. All right, brother Derek, are you here with me, brother?
I am here. I didn't even know if you saw me, man. I wasn't even trying to talk. I'm sitting in the store right now listening to this wonderful conversation. I agree with everything 1,000%, including the fact that what you just said about we became lovers of flesh, you know, driving material, having material items and not striving to become your higher self and the God of the universe, who put everything in the planet, in the earth, and all the materials out of it, so we can have those material items that you just spoke about. But we don't think in terms of that. We think in terms of, you know, this whole consumption and westernization that the white man gave us about if you got more money, you better. If you got gators, you better, or whatever. But not even considering you're the God from the lineage of the person who put it here. And those things are just luxury items. Those things are just tools and mediums of exchange and, you know, just what they call creature comforts. But that's not going to make you better. What makes you better is being a higher, your higher self, and encouraging other people to be that same force. So I'm watching this show on Netflix. And this show has revitalized my spirit and energy to fight and continue to speak the truth to power. It's a Turkish show called Resurrection. Y'all got to check it out now. It's about 100,000. It's about 100,000 series, like this episodes. But let me tell you, it's a true account of one of the great Muslim warriors called Atergo, who was the father of the Ottoman Empire. And he come out of a nomad tribe, and he was born to wage war against his enemies with sword and truth. He freed slaves, he established justice, and he ended corruption from the higher halls of the palace to down into his tribe with treachery and treason. And what, man, I saw this and I said, that's if all the FOI, sincere FOI, took this guy's spirit, we'll have the country within the week.
Wow.
Maybe I'm being too maybe I'm being too optimistic, but at least within a year. I'm telling you, it's called the Turgo. And I did the research on him. They didn't even want to give him the credit of his exploits. The Turkish used the accounts and the historical accounts. But the movie is in subtitles, so you got to read it. But I've been watching this thing like religion, like all my children. You hear me? And what I saw in this thing, man, is how the devil used tricks, gold, deception, lies, turning people, dividing and conquering. And how this brother, this Turgo guy, with a few soldiers and commitment, overcame the. He was fighting. He started out with the Templars. He ruined them. Then he started out with the Mongolians. He ruined them. And now he's fighting the Crusaders in the Byzantine Empire. And his son is the one that took over. His son is the one that conquered Constantinople. Yeah. So he's the one that started the Ottoman Empire, which led up until 1900. What was that? You know, the First World War when they sided with the Germans and lost World War I. 1914. So, but I love it, man. So I'm only saying this to say that we have to bring our warrior spirit and our nationhood back, and this and mentality, energy, spirit, and with our teachings, we can end up at least resurrecting. The show is called Resurrection, so we can resurrect our dead and inspired ones who are on life support right now.
Wow.
And that's all I got to say.
I like
it. Check it out.
Have you ever heard of that, Brother Wally, that show?
No, I haven't heard of the show.
Yeah, I remember talking with Brother Derek once before on it. He had made mention of it. And then, man, listening to what he said, man, I mean, that is going through it's kind of like hopscotching through history, huh, Brother Derek? Yes, indeed.
Okay.
It's
just like that, hopscotching through history. But, you know, man, it just inspired me to be on the lookout because, you know, they were in the halls of the government. So even in our beloved nation, you got people who are not there for the right reason. It could be with the side with the enemy or just for the greed aspect, the corruption. That's what led to the first fall, from the corruption. You know what I mean? And so we all have to not think about monetarily gained greed, but freedom, justice, and equality. And if you have that in your heart, then you're going to be victorious. Now, will you be challenged? Yes. Is it going to be tough? Hell yeah. But we gods, man. And his spirit was, we have to take war, and our life is not comfortable. After discomfort, then come ease. And then, I mean, everything was, I mean, it was so, man, I learned so much from this. Just, I've been binge watching it, man, for about 3 weeks, you know, on the weekends, you know what I mean? So,
But this
is incredible. And I'm telling you, but just in subtitles, so you got to bear with it. And it's a series, but they got a lot of action, drama. And one thing about the Turkish, they don't have kissing and hold. You ain't seeing nobody getting raped and no kissing.
Yes.
Just, you know, you might get a kiss on the forehead. It's really high level. But what I learned about those Turks, there wasn't no joke. There was some. I understand why the Romans and them Christians hated them. They weren't no joke. They was taking 10 on at a time, one man to 10 people, slaying them all. Slaying them.
Wow. Wow.
With the spirit of the prophet.
Yes, sir. That's definitely something we definitely need to start pushing for.
Yeah, the
go ahead, brother.
In Islam, everything.
Showed all that. All right. Yeah, we definitely take a good look at that, man. Well, you've inspired me with that, so I'm definitely going to take a look at that. Brother Wally, you want
to
have something to say? Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Yeah. The scripture in the Bible, it say, in the beginning was what?
The word.
Right? And it said, in the beginning was the Word. It said, well, mm-hmm. we have all of this knowledge. How do we utilize it to benefit self?
Right.
Well, in the beginning of the Nation of Islam here in the hills of North America was what? The Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, was
sir.
It not?
Oh, yes, sir.
The Word was with God.
With God.
Meaning the truth.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
And the Word was what?
God. Yeah.
Which means there was no difference between the Word and himself.
That's right.
He
That's right.
spoke the Word, and the Word was full of power.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
That's right.
You can't deny it after it went into the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he come, what? From where he was.
Right.
From where he became and brought
That's
a
right.
nation of people with him from the same
right.
mud that he was in. Huh?
That's right. That's right.
And from them, from all of that came power, right? And
mm-hmm.
that power was utilized to change the condition of themselves first and change the condition of their minds where they saw things differently. You understand that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And because of that, we have a nation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a group. Yeah. We don't have a group. We don't have a fraternity.
Right.
You understand? We don't have a community.
Yep.
We have a nation. And it all started from what? The Word.
The Word. Because that's what the Master brought. He brought a body of knowledge.
Yes. You have to understand something about this Word, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand it embodies what? The power of God himself.
Himself. Yep.
Therefore,
yes,
it makes changes. Therefore, it makes changes in your immediate life when you accept it.
Come on.
Because once you understand biologically how you work, this is why I encourage
mm-hmm.
brothers to study science. Biology is just one of them because it's knowledge
mm-hmm.
of self. Once you understand how you work, you understand when this Word goes in and it says,
mm-hmm.
did you receive the Word, brother?
Right.
And that's what it said. Did you receive it?
Yeah.
That means what? Your receptors embraced it.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Ooh. When you're, then it was processed, right?
Yep.
To make a long story short about this processing, went all the way to your brain.
Right, right.
Broken down even further. And the power of that Word was released in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And your brain immediately, what?
Start generating.
It sent. It
yep.
sent. Listen. It sent messages. And
yep.
it sent, what, throughout the whole body. Some
yep.
were chemical. Some were electrical.
Right.
You got to understand how your body works.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that were electrical move a whole lot faster.
Right.
And the ones that are chemical move a little slower throughout the body. But
right.
They all get there, and they influence every cell of your being.
Right.
Every cell of your being get a chance to experience what your mind experiences. And it lets them know. It energizes them. It energizes them. And they know exactly what to do according to the message that they receive. Boy, look.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And when we talking about resurrection, ain't we?
Oh, yeah.
So the proteins that go straight to the nucleus of them cells, by the way. And so, boy, look here, we're in an incredible place right now. You're talking about DNA and you're talking about genes, right?
Right.
So you're talking about going to the core of the human being, going to the core. You're going into the DNA. You're going into the gene, huh? And the proteins got to do what? They got to do like Muhammad did when he was in the cave. They got to read. I sound like a southern preacher, though. They got to read. And what them proteins read is the gene. And they read the genes because in there, they carry something. All the information that you need to redeem yourself, to make you what is there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, brother, if you would just study this fire, like our brother say, Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Like he said, a nigga needs science. You need to study science. Why is the 24 scientists? Why is Master Flawed Muhammad scientist? Why is his father a scientist? What is it about these scientists? You got to understand something, bub.
Yep.
I'm telling you something about this God. Everybody run right here. You look, man, look here. That was the reason the messenger didn't want us carrying no weapons. What the hell? That's an obsolete piece for what this God got. You understand?
Right.
The beast.
Exactly right.
Look here. The beast then developed what? Nanotechnology. He didn't develop nanotechnology. So he got this technology here. Think of it. Whereas he can encapsulate certain things and send them to you and you receive them. You embrace them.
Uh-huh.
Take them into your being. Huh?
Right.
Woo! Release and cause replication in your body. Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
He's manipulating your whole system. Boy, look at here. Well, you gotta understand the God said he would let him get a peep of his wisdom before he would bring him back down to earth.
Right. And you know,
this
brother,
is a man
going
you
through,
talking
you,
to
when you speaking on that biology, you know him, that same pattern. I was listening for, and I was also thinking on the pattern that don't you know that over there in the East, and those groups of black people that still have what is called manhood training, you know, especially them tribes. Don't you know they have what is called manhood initiation? And the interesting thing about that is that word initiation, when the young males reach a certain age, which I would say probably like in the preteen age, And then they put them through initiation process. You know, it's a form of admittance, as you speaking about the word. It's a form of admittance. Before there is an admittance, though, there must be preparation that starts with them from childhood all the way to the teenager. Then the journey to manhood begins. And look at how those of us who came into the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you go to a meeting, you're receiving the word. You get happy with the word, as many people do. Oh, I can feel it in my heart. Then you go through the process. Then you go through the processing class, right? Then from the processing class, then you follow the pattern. Now you got to do your letter, okay? Then from the letter, then the processing class. Processing class first, then letter, then you have to recite the student enrollment in order to receive the X. And also, don't forget, and also to become to be admitted into the FOI class, and then when I look back at how in I hate calling this place Africa, but that's what the people know, you know, in Africa.
Well,
I'm looking at the journey and the process on how that comes about. But one thing I noticed, brother, that was stressed most in the manhood training over there is first the realization of duty to the supreme being, the self, the environment, self-defense, and the woman. Now, this is very important to understand because in both books, the Bible and the Quran, they both stress the duty of man. First, to God, but then notice something. It goes second to the environment and third to the woman. And that thing about what you're talking about the environment, believe me, brother, that blew my mind because it makes you to look at the things around you. It's like you had said on Tuesday when we was talking, you brought up the nervous system. That nervous system is being developed from the woman fashioning you in the womb.
Well, you
That's
know,
powerful, brother.
Let me tell you. let me say this, brother. Let me say this here. I really encourage brothers and sisters to study themselves and how they function. You know, you got who they said was the first man.
Oh, you talking about Adam?
Who is said to be the first? Huh?
Are you talking about
Adam? Right.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, this is what is being said. So the first man was Adam, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they wasn't altogether wrong.
Right.
They was just wrong with the pronunciation and spelling.
Right, right. I got you.
See,
the second
one you might say was a damn man.
Right.
You know, A-D-A-M. That was a damn man.
Right.
He was damn from the beginning. You see what
right.
I'm saying? But the
right.
But the first one was A-T-O-M.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. The first man was Atom. And the Egyptians referred to it as what? Atum.
Uh-huh.
So it's pronunciations here. But they are speaking about the man.
Mm-hmm.
That formed. He is formed. He is what? Atoms.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you can appreciate that when you study that. We just lazy, been made lazy as a result of slavery teaching. Because as long as you're lazy, I don't have to worry about you doing a lot of things. And I want to make you lazy. So you know how I make you lazy? I provide for you. Everything that you want and need, I provide it for you, will make you lazy. And it will also, what? It has other effects. It has other effects. You see? Boy, this is, you just, we need to study these things back to, because we are talking about what? Today is resurrection. It is resurrection.
Right. Right.
So, how you going to get up and accept your own and be yourself and not be able to utilize that knowledge to change your condition and impact and influence your environment rather than being a victim of your environment? Huh?
Right.
That's the most big, what? They say about a country boy, you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy.
Right, right.
You know the old thing. Well,
hell yeah.
Brother, we ebb and flow, you know, with our environment.
Right.
Our environment impacts us. And we impact it. But this is the kind of knowledge that needs to be studied. Because then you will understand how some of the scientists are able to do what they do, knowing themselves and how they can impact the environment.
Right.
They can cause it to rain. They can cause it to snow. They can cause earthquakes. They can cause tidal waves. They can cause a million things because they have the knowledge of self. And they understand the relationship between self and environment. And in so knowing that and knowing what they are as opposed to who they are, they can impact their environment and cause environmental changes to occur. Do that seem so hard to believe when we have seen this beast impact this environment and cause it to be as it is now where he can't live in it?
Right. Right, right.
So how can we give him, how can he did that? He impacted the environment. But he didn't know what he was doing because he's a little boy. He is a real boy. He just been here for a minute. Don't be insulted across the world at hearing me speak. You know he's only been here for a minute. He's the last one. That's right. So let he be experimenting because he don't know.
Right.
And so he got the planet jacked up because he been doing all kinds of experiments. And as a result of it, the whole environment is reacting to what he's doing. And as a result of it, he has created an environment that he no longer can live and thrive in.
That's crazy.
What about a black
man
who has the knowledge of self?
Yep.
Who knows what he can do? Who knows his environment? Who knows what caused various climatic conditions?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Atom.
Huh? Right.
Oh, and when you study Atom, when you study him, how much power is in him? Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do? Huh?
Yep. Yep.
They create compounds. They create molecules. Huh? Woo! Goodness gracious. How much power is in them?
Man.
Well, I ain't going to leave that alone.
Boy, I hope our college people are listening and getting a good education out of this, because what we're doing, we're sharing with you all something that would help to make that what you're taking in college right now, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would say, brother, you would take that little knowledge and wrap it around your feet. Because think on it, man. Wisdom, exactly. Wisdom is application. Because if you understand the nervous system, just understand just this. The nervous system, if you understand the nervous system, you and how it relates to your environment, when you think like this, men, women, you will start thinking on the level of a civilization builder. Because every country, every nation, every community is giving and sending out and receiving messages. And just as the nervous system receive messages from the brain and travel all throughout the body, man, just by having that knowledge alone, you can rechange. And I'm talking to you, man, because this is what this is called, the resurrection of manhood. You can begin to start rechanging and restructuring your whole entire community if you would just even just start there and understand the process. It's a process.
And let me ask a question.
Go ahead.
When are you afraid? When are you afraid? I can show you. The less control you have of your situations and circumstances,
right,
the more afraid you are.
Right. Right. That's exactly right.
Just think about it. So, in slavery, you didn't control nothing.
Yeah.
In slavery, you didn't control nothing. Not even what? Your life.
Right.
You didn't control what happened to your woman. You didn't control what happened to you. You didn't control what happened to your children. You controlled nothing. You didn't control when you get up. And when you lay down, you didn't control nothing.
Right.
Take away all of the control, huh?
That's right.
And what? This man is terrified.
That's right.
I mean, let me tell you something. It's fear-based.
Right.
Fear-based. You know, people, you know, a lot of my clients, they marvel at what I do with animals. I'm a professional dog trainer.
Right, right.
And sometimes they bring me dogs, and these dogs are so aggressive that they come in with almost their eyes closed. They're scared. The dog is pulling them all over the place. They're terrified. They just want me to do something. But I tell them, look, put the dog in the cage. When you put the dog in the cage, give me the leash. Just give me the leash. You know? And what I do is what I know. I utilize my knowledge. What knowledge? My knowledge of this animal species called a dog.
Right.
And the first thing, he's trying to jump on me, eat me, bite me.
Yeah.
I already know why his condition is like that. His condition is like that because, what, of the human beings that he's been exposed to. Because naturally, he is not like that.
Right.
So what I do then is I take away that. He said, how would you take away that, brother? I'm non-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
That behavior is based in fear.
Right.
And it's based in fear because the animal feels threatened. I'm telling people some of my technology.
right.
The animal feels threatened. And like living creatures become defensive and show various aspects of their defense system when they feel threatened.
Right.
And if they feel no threat, the defense mechanism resides.
Yes,
and you don't see that behavior.
Yes, sir.
And so I just simply do things to put his mind elsewhere. And when I put his mind elsewhere, he quit looking at me like that. And the next thing, he comes over by me. When he comes over by me, he sniffs me. And when he sniffs, I know what he's doing. You know what he's doing?
Yeah.
He's getting getting intelligence. finding if there's anything about me that what coincides or agree with the information and data that he already has in his brain.
Right.
That would make him defensive. So he don't get that. When he don't get that, you know what he do? He'll turn his back to me.
Oh, yeah.
And creatures don't do that who feel threatened by you. Then I take his mind somewhere else. I'm telling you something. I take his mind somewhere else.
Yep.
And pretty soon, when I see I got it where I want it, in the place I want it, where I'm no longer the enemy, then I pick his leash up and I take him for a walk. And I take him for a walk, and while we're walking, I let him do what makes him comfortable. And then I bring him back, and when I bring him back, I put him in, and now he's wagging his tail, and he wants to be around me. And they say, my Lord, how do you do that? I do that because I know his mind.
Right.
I know what makes him function the way that he do.
Yes, sir.
So,
Brother Derek, your mic's still open, so if you want to jump in and say something, you're still on.
I'm on the elevator. I'll jump in a minute.
Okay, that's all right, brother. Just do your thing.
I know what make him function as he do. And because I know that, I have a thorough knowledge in what make him function like he do, naturally as well as unnaturally. I'm able to manipulate and control his behavior and give the people exactly what they want by teaching them how to communicate to the dog what it is they want from the dog. And understand what the dog is trying to communicate to them, whereas the dog can be equally satisfied.
Right.
And so we, because of this, I am well compensated. Let's just say that.
Yes, sir.
So you can knowledge, wisdom. Understanding of self enable me to will what I want. and get it. You understand?
Yes,
that
sir.
Job,
yes, sir.
I created for myself, by the way.
Yes, sir. And
I created
so cool.
that for myself. You
yes,
understand
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so you have to understand that I'm just one black man. Any black man can do what he loves doing and live off of what he loves doing.
Uh-huh.
You have to utilize the knowledge with understanding in order to give you the power and force that you need to control things.
That's that
is
powerful
called
right there.
The active use of wisdom.
Right. Right.
So I hope.
Ooh, boy, that was a good one right
learning
there.
From that.
That sounds like
oh, yeah. Go ahead. I heard. Okay, let's see. Somebody's calling in.
Yeah, brother. Brother, let me say this.
Yes, sir. Go
that
ahead, brother.
Beautiful. And, you know,
yes,
back
sir,
to what you was talking about, what you were talking about as far as the knowledge, the power, and the scientists, and the word. And, you know, power corrupts if it's not in the right vessel. We've seen that on so many occasions. I mean, if you look at Warf Deen Muhammad, he was powerful as far as his teaching. But what he did was he went on to create division. And even Yaqub was powerful with his knowledge, but it ended up becoming corrupted for the masses because he had a specific duty. So what I was getting at is we got to get to the point where we have our power, but it doesn't corrupt us. It makes us look out for the powerless. When we're fearless, we got to look out for the fearful. And that's right there making you become a righteous God instead of a Satan. Or Shaitan, and I just wanted to add that.
Well, see,
yes, sir.
In what you're saying, brother, I perfectly understand. But you got to understand this: when we decided to bring this devil out of us, it was just an experiment. We just wanted to see. We just wanted to see, and especially for the ones who didn't have the insight to see. See, that was something going on in us that we didn't know the source of it, the bulk of us. So it was predicted that at a certain time, one would come who would bring it out and manifest it so all could see what was the source of this unwanted behavior that was found among us that had caused us problems, even problems that caused the separation of the moon from the earth. So we wanted to see what that was. So when he came along, you got to realize what he was doing. What were we taught? They say he had a big head. What that mean? He got a big head. He's full of knowledge. Where is he getting this from?
Mm-hmm.
What was he playing with? Two pieces of steel. What were the two pieces of steel? What is steel coming from? Iron. And then when we look at that, we're looking at what? Atoms. We're looking at poles. Right? He found something. Oh, there's two in here instead of one. Oh, that's when we go to, we have to study that science that deals
yep.
with atoms in order to really appreciate what Mr. Yaqub did. The messenger said, oh, no, we don't hate our brother, Mr. Yaqub. We didn't particularly like the idea of what he did because
what
it has caused us such bloodshed and misery and pain, but it was necessary in order for us to see it fully and see how strong it was. And then we make a choice. Did we want it to stay or did we want it to go? And it was decided that it had to go. Oh, we know
That's
how to bring him back into us. But that wasn't the decision that was made. It was only a scientific thing. We can appreciate that. So we don't hate the white man. No. That would be foolish. The white man didn't ask to be here.
That's right. That's right.
Why you hate me? He didn't ask to be here. We brought him. So if you're going to take responsibility, take it completely. We are the ones who brought him here.
85.
Who is the father of the devil? Who taught him to do this devilishness? You guys, if you really want to go there, it was us. What knowledge did he have? He couldn't clean his own butt. He would have died if it hadn't have been for us. But our words are true and faithful, and never are they broken, because our word is our bond. So we put him in a condition that he could not live under for very long, and he was dying out. We said, no, we got to send a rescuer to him. And that's why today the wisest of them, the wisest of them love Moses, because that's who we sent to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean when I say the wisest of them love Moses.
Oh, yeah.
The Jews.
Yes, indeed. So it's a whole, brother, I just don't have time to go into all of this. Allah is the best knower. Believe me, he is the best knower. And if he so wills it, we will discuss that subject. It was then given to you that you may know what it is we brought thoroughly from beginning to end, because we have now. Think of it. Islam, what? Has no birth record. It has no beginning nor ending. So if things that have a beginning naturally have an ending.
That's right.
So you better understand the words again when it said this God created himself. No, this God revealed himself.
Right.
Mm. If he created himself, he had a beginning. But if he revealed himself, he was here all the time.
Why didn't he recognize himself?
He didn't recognize himself because he had yet bring the light to be able to do it. The messenger said, we lived in darkness for a long time. What was he talking about, black man? What was he talking about? He was talking about ignorance, which is another darkness. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of the knowledge of self. Until opened his eyes and recognized. And that's when it began. We bow down to this one. He is the Allah. He changed everything when he did so. And set it all into motion. We had to. I'm too wind up now, brother. I got to slow down. I got to slow down.
That's your Eastern teaching, brother.
I feel intoxicated on this truth, brother. All praise is due to Almighty God, Allah, who came in the person of Master W.F. Muhammad. For giving to us our little brother, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, as a leader, teacher, and guide. Now we're looking at all of his students, And we all want to praise all of his students.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Who created them? Who gave them power? Whose power it is that made them great? You better watch
That's
your
right.
mouth. You better
ahead,
put
Brother
things
Dennis,
in line
we close
up
out.
Like they're supposed to be lined up.
That's right.
You name it.
Go ahead,
all
Brother Derek.
Y'all go ahead. Y'all take it to the... I didn't run my mouth so much. Oh, praise the God got me so wound up, I can't sit still. I'm walking around now. Yes, sir.
That's the electricity,
and
brother.
The only power we got come from this God.
Yes, sir. That's that electricity. They're flowing. Brother Derek, you want to say something before we close out, sir?
Brother, I just thank you for inviting me on to hear this good word on this resurrection, as they call it. I don't know how they call it Resurrection Saturday, Sunday, when it moves around every year. I thought whatever day you died on is the day they should celebrate. But I'll leave that alone for today. You know what I mean? But it was good.
Exactly.
It was all good on the spring solstice. You know what I mean? The spring equinox, as they call it. So, it was all good.
Sir.
I appreciate y'all for inviting me, man. No doubt.
Yes, sir. I always
good
enjoy
to hear
you,
brother.
On.
Always.
Same here,
and brother, you know, probably next week I may share also, cause like brother Wiley was talking about how he got, you know, how he speaks with the animal and how the animals relate to him, and also brother, I was also. When I was working in public school, I was working with children with autism, and I had much success in the same manner, and that was the same pattern that I used with them. You know, because I would always get the children that had the behavioral problem, and the same pattern that you use with that dog was the same pattern I used with them. The same exact pattern got good results out of them. So
yes,
you know, we're gonna talk next week. We're gonna definitely speak on the woman. The reason why I want to do this show on dealing with the man is because man is, if you go with what the scriptures show, you see, the word was with God first. Everything always starts with the supreme being. But when I seen when according to the scriptures now, the scriptures speak about that Adam was the first created of God. But you know, we go with that because that's all you all know. Okay. However, the second the duty. When God created Adam first, Adam was created also to tend to the environment, to tend to the earth. And we're going to go into that next week because we out of place, brother, us as men. We just were out of place. Now, it seemed like, man, it got to the point to where, you know, like in the beginning, there was God in the world was God, you know, with God, and then he created man, but the scriptures do speak about created he them. It also referred to woman. Like you say, we got to stop going around not thinking about the woman. It don't say that man was the only one, you know what I'm saying? It say created he them, and he did not take no rib out of the man and made a woman, fashioned a woman from it. That's a lie. So we're gonna talk about the woman next week and the environment and our role in both. That'll be next week. So tune in to the narrative. I want to greet everybody with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.